The Lord bless you, sweet family. Good morning. Today is April the 27th, 2015, at 6:06 a.m. What a beautiful and sublime message the Lord had for us this morning. He really outdid himself on this one. I had been in worship for several hours, praying and worshiping with the Holy Spirit and Jesus. And I knew it was getting to be time to receive a message for you. Jesus and I were dancing to All of Me by Christ for the Nations. And he was holding me very closely. And he said, I need all of you, Claire. You are holding back. You are not completely surrendered and peaceful. There is still reticence on your part. Oh, please receive all of me. Please do not hold my love back. Please trust me.
When I'm captured by your gaze, the whole world fades away, and the troubles I once knew dissipate in your embrace. Let me pour my love on you like fragrance from my heart, and feel your love surround me as you wrap me in your arms. Take me to your chambers where your beauty's all I see.
And I knew he was right. I felt a distance, kind of like, you're God, I'm a speck of dust, I'd best keep my distance and my perspective. But you are hurting me by not receiving my love. You are holding back because your eyes are on you, not me. Stop thinking like men. Receive my thoughts, my love, my understanding. I have created you to bring me praise, and how can I not respond in all-out love when you praise me? I want to be your intimate companion. I want you to tell me about the little things that seem silly to you, that trouble you, the big things that are out of your range of understanding. I want a completely open door to your whole being, without any reservations or self-preoccupation. Don't you see? I'm wounded when you don't trust me, even with the silly little things. You are thinking, oh, he is God. These are trifles not worthy of his time. Nothing could be further from the truth. They may be trifles, but they're on your mind, and I love you. So I want to be a part of everything that goes on inside that precious head of yours. And I answered him, you mean even the bull-headed head? Even that, which I understand better than you think. Oh, Lord, this is strange for me. I've accepted you without conditions, but there still is this little wall I've built. It's like a wall of humanity, my humanity. And your divinity, they just don't seem to mix. Or at least that's my perception. He replied, if that were true, do you think I would bother with a blue morpho butterfly landing on your wrist, flashing his wings with indigo highlights for you to enjoy? Don't you see how intimately I'm involved in your thoughts? Yes, I do, and that's what blew me away when you first brought me to my palace in heaven. I just couldn't get over how many intricate details you worked into every inch of that palace. the waterfalls, even down to the muting of the vast amounts of water passing through the room. Is it my faults that cause me to be reticent, to be totally open and released to you? It's your faults and your fears. And I have told you once before, there is no such thing as a carnal attraction in heaven, so you don't have to be afraid or worry that you will fall into that. It just isn't possible. And you already know that if there's any hint of that, you're being tested by a demon. It certainly is not coming from me, nor will it ever come from me. You know that, don't you? Yes, Lord, I know that totally. So what else is causing my fear of total openness with you? You are still trapped in your insufficiency and faults. Ugly as they are to you, I am burning right through them with my love. As you fully receive my love, I fully purify you from these lingering faults until there's not even a vestige of them left. You may search, but you will not find them. This is why it is so important for you to release your whole being into my hands and keep nothing back. This is what I am doing. Can you work with me? Will you, Claire? Oh, Lord, I know you are helping me. Yes, I will do my utmost, not to put my mind on my faults, but only on you, your love, and your glory. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm asking for, complete surrender to my love. In this way, I will completely deliver you from your tendencies to be controlled by the earthly nature. It will simply be burnt away into a vapor. You see, all men and women long for authentic love, and there is so little of it in the world that they begin to turn to fancies for comfort. They feel pleasure from food, beauty, and relationships. The problem is that none of these things can deliver what I have to give. Men have so distorted the love I have for you that you back away from me and seek pleasure in other things, but all to no avail. Nothing can bring that final fulfillment, and so frustration builds in a soul that thinks that having all they want in life will fill that void. But it doesn't. They reach the pinnacle of accomplishment with all they've ever dreamt of doing and having, and still, they feel so empty inside. That's why many of the wealthy are so unhappy. They are chained down by their lifestyle and not free to fly with me. Their lifestyle becomes their god, but it never fills that empty place. So it gets covered over with more entertainments, more things, more relationships, until they reach a point of despair and feel their lives are a total failure. They reason, I have everything, but I'm still not happy. Nor will they ever be happy until they receive me. So what I'm asking from you, my love, and from all my brides, is total surrender, total trust, and letting go of who you are into my faithful and loving hands. For I love you tenderly, completely, even unto the depths of your souls. So have no fear of closeness to me. You were made for this. It is your destiny and your home. Relinquish all into my faithful hands and come into the rest of Almighty God. In this rest you will find completion. Yes, you will find peace and be satisfied, fulfilled, and hopeful. You will lack no good thing. So come to me the way you are. If you've been playing in the mud, come to me. I will wash you and adorn you with clean linens. If you've wallowed in your flesh, come to me and I will restore what you've lost. If you are weary with the goods of this earth, chained to success among men, come to me. I will cut the fetters and release you to fly with me into the heavenlies. I will give you the perspective you need to be who I created you to be, not who men say that you are. If you've been broken and rejected in love, fear not. My heart has enough love for both of us, and I shall repair every rip and stab wound, rubbing healing balm upon it until it's restored whole and flourishing, filled to the brim with the wine of our love. Do you not see? I have come to complete you, to make you whole, to retire you from the world, to lift you into the heavenlies, to restore righteousness, peace, and joy to your life, to return to you your innocent childhood. Oh, nothing is impossible for God. I have every answer you have ever sought. I have all you've ever wanted. Come to me, poor, blind, and naked. Leave rich, well clothed in the finest linens, eyes open to the beauty of life lived in me. Walk no more bent over by the weight of your sins, but honorably, in humility, because of who you are in me. All of this and more I shall give you. I ask only that you lay aside your dirty robes in profound repentance, forsake your ways of the past, and step forward to be bathed in hyssop and redeemed by my blood, to walk in my footsteps, to reach out with my hands, to love with my heart. This is where you shall find your rest, your happiness, and eternal joy, as my grace flows through you like a river, bringing drink to the thirsty, love to the outcast, wisdom to the foolish, and God to the forsaken. So fear not this intimacy with me, my brides. You have nothing to lose but that which you reject in yourself, and everything to gain, both now and in eternity. I love you. Come to me. Come to me.
When I'm captured by a gaze, the whole world fades away, and the troubles I once knew dissipate in your embrace. When your beauty I behold, in my heart one thing I know: earthly things are held at loss. Just to know you even more. So let me pour my love on you like fragrance from my heart, and feel your love surround me as you wrap me in your arms. Take me to your chambers where your beauty's all I see, for nothing matters but to give you all of me. Ooh. When I'm captured by your gaze, the whole world fades.
Understand, really grasp, to know the simplicity and the power of giving ourselves to you completely, Lord. The place where nothing matters, then to give you all.